We're in the middle of Simon Tov Samach Zayin Sif Yud Beis, and we'll be completing the Sif today. We're up to the Ramah. The Machaber gave us two cases. One case where you did Maliga, you poured hot water onto a chicken, and then you found that in the hot water, you found a grain of wheat, or you found a grain of wheat, and that grain of wheat it swelled up, it had signs of chimutz. Or another case was where you find a grain of wheat or some bread in cold water and you realize that this water was used to cook something in or to knead a dough. So the Mechaber, in the case of Maliga, asered the chicken, whereas in the second case, he said that it was mutter, and then he brought osrim, and the machlokus was whether or not sonim is bolea on Pesach, whether or not we say that simply something sitting in cold water, even for less than 24 hours, would asser that water. Now we get to the Ramah. Hagav, yesh mi shematar afilu b'maligas tarnigolim, mishum damrinan shema achakach nafla l'sham. There are those who say that since what we're talking about is a mashu of chametz, because we're talking about that there was shishim in the water against it, one could be makel and say that it fell in afterwards. This is even in Maliga where the water is hot. The yeshmi she'oser b'shar baser. There are those who aser in meat, but are matir in the case of a chicken, because it may have come from inside the chicken, in which case it was fully digested and would not be considered chametz. Ul'inyan minig nira leser b'shar baser, o b'chita shalema filo b'tar negolus. L'maisa, the Ramah is machmir in shar baser in meat, or even in the case of chicken where it may have been digested, if you see that the grain is whole, then we assume that it was not digested yet. V'dafki in nimlugua tarnagolim dahainu shayu amayim chamin. That's all in the first case where the water was hot. Avlam hayu tzoninin v'shoru shama tarnagolim. What happens if you just soaked the chickens in cold water and you found the grain? A lesser misveka. One does not aser misafik. One does not have to be mistopic that the chita was there at the time that you put the chickens there, as long as you find the grain in there later. Whereas, what happens if I know for a fact that the grain was there at the same time as the chickens? The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there we would have to go with the osrim. That means that the Ramah's shita is that we are machmir in sonin on Pesach, that we say that cold water is bolea tam on Pesach itself. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are cholkin, and he therefore says that b'shas adchak or in hefsid meruba you could be makel. Now, this is a very big chiddush. That the Ramah Lemaisa is holding that sonin is bolea on Pesach, that cold water is bolea. Now, because of this, there are various Minhagi Yisrael that some people have. These are not universal Minhagim. If one is not aware that he's got such a minig, don't worry about it. But there are Minhagim where people are machmir that say if a piece of silverware falls on the floor on Pesach, not only would they obviously not just pick it up and use it, but they wouldn't even wash it, because they're choshish that on Pesach cold water is mavliya. Now this is a very big chiddush, because we're talking about being mavliya into a keli. So what we're talking about is something fell on the floor. You don't know that there's any chametz on the floor. There's only a chash that there may be some chametz because you're walking around with filthy shoes from the outside. And you're afraid to wash it, because that'll be mavliya the chametz into it. It's a very, very big chumra, but there are those that are knowing that will just put away the silverware till after Pesach. Obviously, you should wipe it off immediately, but even so, many have the minig that they don't wash it and use it. They'll just put it away until after Pesach, and then they'll use it next year. A second issue is that of fruits and vegetables. There are though, and this already is more serious, because we're dealing with foods. We are not dealing with with kalim. There are many that are knowing that they will not eat any fruit or vegetable that is not peelable, because the fear is that if there's a mashu of chametz on it, as well as you wash it, the washing itself can be mavliya the food, the chametz into it. So first of all, we're not talking about vaday chametz. The Ramah was talking about a case where there was vaday chametz. We're talking about a case of simple fruits and vegetables. You never know what's sitting on them. And the fear is that if you wash them on Pesach, that is going to be mavliya the tam chametz into your food, and it's a tam mashu, which is not batel on Pesach. Now, this too is quite a big chumrah. There are those who just wouldn't rely on washing altogether anyway, because they say that it's never perfect, and they only peel everything. But even for those who say that you could trust the washing, it's just that we're choshish, that sonin is mavliya, and it is absorbing into the fruit or the vegetable whatever chametz may be outside it. So the etzah for that is to wash all of your fruits and vegetables before Pesach, because this halacha that sonin is mavliya is only a halacha on Pesach itself, but not if it's done before Pesach. So that even many who are machmir, that they would not eat it something unpeeled on Pesach, that's only if it wasn't washed beforehand. But if it was washed before Pesach, they would not have a problem with it. Now remember, Lamaisa, this is all within the Ramah, who is machmir, that sonin is boleya. He's talking about vadai chametz, and this minig that seems to have emerged is a minig to be choshish that there is chametz there, and add that to tzonin and be choshish that it is mavliya. Says the Ramah now, in a case where you found a broken grain and you're dealing with chicken, so it may have been digested and it would not be considered chametz. So there I have an extra suffix where I don't know that this is chametz altogether, and I don't know if it was there. So there you could be makel, even in the case of maliga where the water is hot. What happens if you have a case where you found a whole grain in the water, and then some of that water fell into another tafshil? So we're talking about a second generation tarovis. B'yesh hefsid meruba menias simchas yontif yesh lahakel b'chol zeh b'sfekes isid rabbanon shehu mashuhu. In a suffik iser mashu, in a second tafshil, there you could be makel in hefsid meruba. Now the mashmas is that in the first tafshil and hefsid meruba you cannot be makel. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are many poskim that are makel even in the first one, so long as it's hefsid meruba. The Lamaisa, he ends up saying that this is all talking about an esfek sveka of a derabbanan, which means that at worst it's an iser mashu. But if you're dealing with a svek svek in an isur daraisa, meaning that you don't have shishim keneged it, there he is not makel, even in hefsid meruba. What he does say is that you can hold on to it or sell it. However, he says that if it's a real hefsid meruba and there's no eitz and the food is going to get ruined, in a case of a svek sveka, the halacha is that you're allowed to be makel. That is the Ramah, that in the case of Hefsid Meruba, you could be Makel. Now, he mentions this is both by Maliga as well as in Sonin, whether the water is hot or whether the water is cold. And the Mishnah Berurah is Mechalek. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of Sonin, you could be makel in hefsid meruba even if the grain of wheat is still there, because it's a mashu within sonin. Whereas in the case of maliga, where the water is definitely bolea, you would need the added suffix, and that is that you don't know that it was there at the time that the chicken was there in the first place. But if you would know that the grain and the chicken were in it at the same time, since you're dealing with hot water, you would not have yourself a sveik sveik, and there you would have to be machmir.